Have you made an honest review? Jump onto fifthwrist.com and read real takes by real owners about their watches. And of course, get involved and write about what's on your wrist. Fifthwrist.com is your independent space to talk watches.
Stop talking.
Shut the fuck up.
make a test.
Is this the test recorder?
Yeah, test.
So I have to talk.
Did you hear back that the microphones work?
Yeah. I have a.
He doesn't have a stroke.
I can listen to it here.
Okay.
And I have a display here that it. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
It's already recording.
Well, welcome everybody to the Defining Time show. It's Anthony here. We are recording a very special show today, live from... Well, we're not going to be live because you'll hear this later, but we are recording from the home of Oxen Jr. in Le Chaux-de-Fonds in Switzerland. And we've just had a beautiful evening with Cornelia and the team from Oxen Jr. The last couple of days have been extremely special for a lot of people, particularly within Fifth Wrist, because... we have been able to meet each other for the first time, which has been in the works for many years, and we've known each other for so long, but some have never met each other. So very special. So what we thought we'd do tonight is we'll go around the room, we'll talk about, we'll do a wrist check, and we just want to have a chat about what has been special for us for this last couple of days. There's been many different surprises. We booked this weekend well before we knew that it was Geneva Watch Days. So great. That was a nice surprise. And we have some extremely colourful characters here tonight that will talk about their experience. So maybe I won't start because I want to put these guys under some pressure. So Elio, my long-lost friend who we recorded two podcasts with, and if you haven't heard them, check out the podcast with Elio, 349 Designer. But yeah, why don't we start with you? What's on your wrist and what has been special for you?
Well, Anthony, if I'm here, it's thanks to you. Mm. Almost 3 years ago, I received a message. A man asked from Australia, wow, out of millions of kilometers from my home in Sicily, Italy, in the middle of the Mediterranean. Near the Etna volcano, millions of kilometers away in Australia, a man was looking at my watch. My watch, in the sense that that watch was designed by me, the 349 Sport. So this is the reason why on Instagram I'm the 349 Designer. So thank you, Anthony, for your attention. Thank you for inviting me in your podcast. If I'm here, if I have wonderful friends, it's thanks to you.
You're very welcome.
We all experience that the people behind this beautiful hobby of us is the best part of the passion, is the best part of the hobby. And this special, very special evening, I think it's the best way to prove what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what I on the wrist, of course, I have my watches, the already mentioned 349 Sport and the new one, just delivered 1 year ago, the 349 Grand Tour. If you want to know why 349, you have to listen to the podcast.
Right.
But I have something new on the wrist too. A gift, an almost shocking gift by a fantastic friend, Benoit. My first French watch. I'm speechless. We all are speechless about this, but I'm sure all of my friends will talk about this special watch. So I will stop talking Thank you again. Ciao.
Ciao. Grazie.
Grazie.
All right. Now, all the way from America via Budapest.
Howdy.
Howdy. Who are you? Where are you from?
My name is Jake. I'm from the U.S., most recently Detroit, but my wife and family and I are living in Budapest now for the next couple of years. Yeah. So, got a DM from Anthony, I think it was like 4 months ago, something like that. He said, hey man, a bunch of the crew are going to Le Chat de Fond. We're going to go to Geneva Watch Days. Maybe we could meet up. And I'd been living in Hungary, commuting back and forth to the States for the last year. And I said, yeah, cool, right? And then I made 0.0 plans for the next 4 months. And this week, my wife just said, hey, you're going to go down there and see the guys in Switzerland, right? Because she knows I listen to Fifth Wrist. She knows I got up at 4 a.m. to get on the wristies, and, you know, with a tuxedo. So she said, you got to go. You're going to really regret not going. And I made plans. I came down here. And this has just been an absolutely amazing experience. To see you guys face to face has just been...
Thanks to your wife.
Yeah. She's cool, man. I got lucky. Yeah. Hopefully some of you guys will get to meet her. You guys got to stop in Budapest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, we got to do that. But from the time that I walked down the stairs at the hotel and I saw Wolfgang, I was like, this is real, man. This is real. Holy shit. So, yeah, amazing day on the wrist. I've had a bunch of shit on my wrist because this has just been, I've seen stuff that I haven't had a chance to see in a long time. I've got a Blancpain 50 fathoms, and I have the coolest vintage watch. I got this special chick lip from Benoit, and I just can't even believe it. Like, had no idea. That another cool thing, you know, a couple months ago, Benoit was like, hey man, give me your address, like, I'm gonna send you something, give me your address in Hungary. So I gave him my address at work because I don't know how to get the apartment that I had in Hungary. I don't know how to open the mailbox. So I was like, dude, just send it to the plant. I was like, I hope it's cool, like, I don't know what, you know, hope it's nothing crazy. But like a month after that, I said, hey, not sure if you tried to send something, but I haven't got anything, just so you know, it didn't get lost in the post. He says, no, I'm going to see you down there, and I'll give you something. And dude, no way I could have thought that I was going to get something like this. So thank you very much. And Anthony, thanks for pulling this all together. And thank you for the hospitality this evening. It's been fantastic.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Coming.
Yeah, no problem. And if you don't mind, try to get me a job in the Swiss watch industry. But thanks. Thank
you. Nice. Well done. Okay. Moving on.
It's me then.
It's you.
Okay, so Benoit from the Vintage Hen House, for those who listened.
Oh yeah.
I'm so happy to be here. When Anthony said he was coming down, I mean, I live a little over an hour away. I just could not make it. And it so turned out that my project was coming to an end. So I'm really happy to be here with people who really have that good energy from the watch world and share other things than hyped up watches or business plans or trying to make some money in this field, but just enjoy seeing cool watches, meeting cool people. And it's great to meet a lot of you for the first time, Wolfgang, Jake, Anthony, Pippi, Phil.
Yeah.
It's just so awesome in what I guess is the most beautiful place in La Chaux de Fonds, because I've not been to many places in La Chaux de Fonds. So this is my reference of where you need to go if you go to La Chaux de Fonds. When someone asks me, oh, I'm going to La Chaux de Fonds, I say, in my mind, it goes, go see Cornelia, but then maybe it's not appropriate. So I think of other places. But no, it's so cool to meet you guys, to be able to be together, to see what all this... all this madness has brought. Because when you think about it, you know, Australians in the first place with watches, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then put a chicken in there. And how many drinks does, I mean, I think Alex doesn't have blood but alcohol in his veins.
Yeah.
And then there's people from other places. And then Klaus, who gets his second house in, well, his apartment is in Cornelius' house in La Chaux-de-Fonds. And then we meet people who make, who create butterflies in watches. And it's just a whole lot of crazy shit. And that's what's great. And I think that's the most compelling thing about this hobby is doing all these things that are different and that really mean something, rather than just buying, selling, make a buck or two, see a museum, whatever. No, it's not that important. So on my wrist, I'm wearing the. I'm the Lord of the chick clips. Yeah. Okay. So I have the one chick clip to rule them all with the with a very special ecclesiastic hands. So yeah, it's what I'm going to keep for my project, and the rest is just going to flow away to other people, and that's great.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Should we come back to Wolfgang when we have a lot more time? Or I'm just kidding.
He will surprise us. He will be the fastest.
Who's got a chronograph? Who's got a chronograph?
I know. Wolfgang watch style in Instagram. Surprisingly, I'm drinking not an apple cider vinegar tonight.
We don't have a drink check today, but you still do.
I'm programmed like that. I'm drinking mineral water without apple cider vinegar. And, well, on my wrist is... I brought the Harbring to Switzerland because I wanted to show the Swiss people proper Austrian watchmaking. I brought that watch to Switzerland to show them how it's done the right way. Thanks, Cornelia. Well, we've seen so many... Well, let me explain first. There was a... I was not sure if I would make it to this meeting, but then Anthony told me when he is able to go 14,000 kilometers, I would maybe also be able to make 1,400 kilometers. And I thought about that, and also Rob, the Geneva Blue guy, he told me there is no excuse next time I have to be there. And I promised him, okay, next time there will be no excuse. And I... When I made that promise, I didn't think about that it is so soon to fulfill that promise. So I'm here now, and we've seen so many watches from Armin Strom to Resens to what else? Did the Singer, MBNF Boutique, and Crayon, Louis Erard, so many wonderful watches. Also, young independent watchmakers who showed us their diploma work. So it is really, it was really impressive. But all is blown away from this evening. I can tell you, I came to this house from Oxen Junior, where thank you, Cornelia, for your hospitality. She welcomed us with a unbelievable good spaghetti bolognese, and she lives in a wonderful house. It's like a little chateau. I've never seen something like that, that a person can live in such a house. It's wonderful, and everything is blown away from this evening when Benoit entered the scene with some packages of something in it, and I learned so many things that the most important thing is not the watches, it's just the people behind the fifth wrist community. And I learned that real men wear 33 millimeter watches. So there were some days of so much learning, and I got to know a very charming lady called Alice and her wonderful friend Leonard, who is a watchmaker and who had made a very wonderful first watch, and I'm so curious.
You will find it in the show notes, so I should interrupt you, because we took reference to you all the time. You'll put in the show notes where you can find these watchmakers.
You're not, whatever that means. I'm not. So thank you. That's what I have to say.
Thanks, Wolfgang. Now for Klaus, your boy.
How much time was it?
It ran out of
needs the send for service. No, that was good.
I'll make it very short to keep the time then after you. I'm Klaus Tepper at FFM. I'm so happy to be here. And my theme for today is to say thank you. So thank you to all of you. Thank you to Oxen Junior for the hospitality. Thanks to Oxen Junior for the watches. Thank you for the community to allow all that. We've been here. The reason why we're here is because Anthony made it to Switzerland. And that's why we all met here. Without him coming to Switzerland, we probably wouldn't have done it. We've been at Geneva Watch Days, which was a great experience. We'll have a podcast and a YouTube about it. We had Armin Schroom was such a great company to look at, and we've seen many other companies, many other great watches, but nothing compares to the family which we are here in that room, and it was all topped by, we talked about this very early, we put it in the show notes as well, by that chicken watch which Benoit gave to all of us. It's a lip watch, which is petit second, with a second chicken on the petit second of that watch. So maybe we make a hashtag petit second.
That's it.
Under that hashtag, petit second, we'll pictures of that effort watch, which is
33 meters,
which is probably the best watch the world has ever seen. My wrist check, I have a Kieser design, which is a great watch from Frankfurt. I have the Day Night from Oxen Junior, which was born here in this building, and which is my second favorite watch by today. I'll finish off with Michael Jackson. Thank you all.
Okay, I'm Phil, aka Pippi, at Pippi on Instagram. I'm over here from London. A few months ago, Anthony let slip that he was going to Scotland and London, so I said, oh, fantastic, let me know when you're in London, I'll come out and meet you. Then you text me and contacted me and said, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to make it to London because of the thing, but I'm going over to Switzerland and it could be great to meet in Geneva. I thought, I might be able to swing this, and I did, and it's fantastic. It's been an amazing time. It's my first time meeting all of you, which has been, I feel like I know you all so well, but it's the first time meeting a pleasure, which has been an absolute pleasure. And thank you, Cornelia, for your hospitality. It's been amazing. Your home is beautiful. Your food was great. Your watches are amazing. But like everyone else, the lip, Petit Second, should we call it the Petit Second-toi? it just blew us all away. It's just such an amazing surprise. So thank you, Benoit. That was really great. And so I have the Petit Second-toi on my wrist. I also have a Pogue in front of me, and on my other wrist I have the Mad Bump. Hopefully on my wrist soon will be an Oxen Junior. I've fallen in love with the brand, but the thing is, and the Papillon watch, the school watch is just unbelievable. It's amazing. So I'm so proud. I'm so happy to have seen that. Thank you. But for me, it's getting together with people that and look at this, and it's something that raises the blood and makes the blood flow, and the passion is what it's all about. And there are people out there who, as someone said earlier, like buy and sell Rolexes and Omegas and things, but this is special, this is different, and this is what it's all about for me. So Thank you.
So this is my horological journey. I drank too much this evening. So grateful to meet all of you in person for the first time, as well as all the others said before. And it was a cool evening, and in Geneva it was cool. Here it was cool. On my wrist is my special Oxen Junior Day and Night Plus, as well as my MB&F or Max Büsser Med 1 Red Edition, which was actually the theme for this meeting. So there are three people with day and nights, as well as three people with a Red Med 1 Red Edition. And it's been a great time. I will never ever forget, especially as has been the first time that I met Ludwig Oechslin in person. And since I modified some of his mechanisms to indicate some more things, I showed him my thoughts about indicating the Easter date, the computus, and the quotation of this day for me was when he said, "Oh, this is brilliant."
Well, can't get better than that.
Yeah.
All right, all done. Did you want to say anything? No. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you from Cornelia.
Thank you,
Cornelia. Once again, yeah.
So for me, on my wrist is my day-night, which is somewhere. And also, and it's so cool to have the three of them together. It was just amazing. And then I also have the chick lip from Benoit. So thank you very much. This will be something that I think we'll all cherish for many years to come. I think for me, you know, Geneva Watch Days is great, but and it was really cool. I came late yesterday. I saw a few great things. I think the crayon was something very exciting for me because it's a sunrise, which I really enjoy, and now with the day-night. But to be honest, I have the best watch in the world, in my opinion, which is my day-night. There's not much that I would take it off to put something else on, and I think for me that's really special. People that have listened to the podcast know how I want to use that watch to have a relationship with my daughter and watches and something different, and teaching her about the sun and the moon, and just it has far exceeded my expectations from what it was going to be. And to be here in Oxen Junior and in the house and where it all happens, and to meet the watchmakers, for me it's something really special. And I knew that coming to the Northern Hemisphere, I have a young child and I want to have more of them. And so coming back here is not going to be possible. So really, I thank everyone for the effort. And I was so jealous when I see you guys come here before that I thought they probably don't want to come again. And Cornelius probably. But no, not at all. It was welcome with open arms. Everyone has made the effort, which has made this extra special for me, and something that I don't think any of us will ever forget this last couple of days.
Yep.
If someone had said to me 4 years ago that Fifth Wrist would have created such a global community, everywhere we've gone the last couple of days, people say, "Where are you from?" And it's Austria, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, England, France. Australia, America, Hungary. Like, it's just ridiculous. And the fact that we can all come together and just cherish the relationships and enjoy the watches is fantastic. But to be honest about the whole chicken thing and Fifth Wrist, and now we have the chick lip, and like, what started out as, you know, Benoit testing his artistic abilities to what it has become today. And unfortunately, with the sad passing of Snow, may her soul rest in peace. But seriously, this chicken has has done more than just be a chicken, and it's going to have a legacy that will far outlive probably all of us. I mean, now it's embedded in our watches, forever, as well as engraved on the back of the Oxen Junior Fifth Wrist Edition, as well as on hats, as well as on some stickers. So thank you to A Natural Escapement for those. I'll pass them out tomorrow. But yeah, I don't know what else we can really say. I think it's been a fantastic couple of days. Tomorrow, Ilio and I and Pippi are going to head to Geneva. Oh, and Ben, are you coming too? Ah, cool. My horological journey. It's a bit hard after a few vinos. We're going to head back to Geneva Watch Days. I think tomorrow is a public event, so you don't need appointments. You can just go. Which I think will be really cool. It's nice to check out some of the watches, but some of the best watches in the world are in this room right now, are in this house, and I think we all love them. Absolutely. So, looking forward to seeing what Leonard does in the future. We'll link that up in the show notes. You can have a look at his Instagram page, but jump on and support him on his journey. We hopefully will have him on a podcast soon. I have to sharpen up my French, but maybe we can get some do what we did with Ludwig with the translation. But I found out today he does speak English, so he's been lying. he spoke English to me
and
Phil, so I don't believe it. But anyway, I think that's it. Thank you again to everyone. This has been extremely special. Thank you to my wife for allowing me to come here. And the other wives.
All the wives. Yeah,
all the wives.
Shout out to the wives.
Well said, Anthony.
But for everyone else, stay on time.
Woo!
Wrist is by the community for the community. We would love you to join the crew via our group chat on Slack. Email us at contact@fifthwrist.com and join the movement.